we have to use our imagination, okay? Because, well, I'll explain that. If we had the Queen come to us, what kind of cheer would we have to give her?
None.
This one, yes, that's your question. That's really helpful. Yes, we are going to this one, as it turns out. But if we had the Queen, what special name of cheer that the Queen sits on? Anyone? Yeah. Throne, exactly. So we have throne, we'd have to use our imagination a little, I think, for throne. But I'm trying to think of something that looks throne. This looks kind of nice and regal kind of dog, right? I think it's in the throne.
This is all about Jesus, okay? We're not going to do it.
No, I'm just getting a palace, hang on. This is more fun.
And this is another reason why we're not
It's Carlisle.
Anyway, you managed to do that's your castle. Be fair. It's just the day of you. If you can, no can who? Just you the age. Right, okay. Then we have the baby glasses.
Yeah, okay.
So that we would know how much he cares. instruction from heaven that we would be rescued, that we would never have to live our life alone and without God anymore. That actually we're rescued from all the things that have ever gone wrong. Jesus came to rescue us from these things. And he didn't do it as one who came with a mighty offer. He came as one just like us, so that we would be able to step alongside and we'd be able to understand what Jesus is like. You know, I don't know about you, I have no idea what Queen Elizabeth and what she's like as a person, what she's like as a character, how her, even though we know a lot from through the how what she's like as a her family life, what she's just like as a person, it's really difficult for us to actually know that. But she's the Queen of Britain, you know, and you know, he really had to come and visit us here, like us. But Jesus did exactly that. He stripped himself so that we would be able to know what he's like. Well, Jesus, we want to thank you that you humbled yourself. That you humbled yourself by laying aside the glory of heaven. You took off everything that belonged to you, right that belonged to you. You chose to lay aside so that when you came to be with us, we would understand what we were like, that we would get it, that we would feel that somehow you are still so far away. And Lord Jesus, we want to thank you that you didn't stop coming amongst us, but you humbled yourself even to the point of allowing us to take you to the place of the cross. You humbled yourself, the King of the universe. You laid down your power, your majesty, your glory, even so that you would be able to take you to the cross. And there you willingly gave your life to wash away our sins. Yes, we're just so grateful, Jesus, that you are here. Because you did not just simply die on the cross, sadly. You went down into the pits of hell, and you rose again on the third day. And you're alive, Lord Jesus. And you're with us now, by your Spirit. And you sit at the right hand of the Father. And you intercede for us, you pray for us. And we're so grateful for that, Lord. So again, we pray that as we prepare for this Christmas, Lord, fill our hearts with a greater revelation of what you've done for us. I'm just so grateful. So we bless you now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just a few things that's in this room today. So here we go. First of all, tonight, we're carousing. Is that right? Carousing is going to be, we start around the corner at the office in Manchester Street at 6:30. But there's an encounter thing before that, is that right? So the rest of us who are all penciled up and Santa hatted up, we really do need to come and go sing, because otherwise it's a tricky to actually kind of, you know, the whole thing applies to money, because they think that we're sending against the camp. So if you're able to do that tonight, it's 6:30, we're in the corner. Fair warning that on Christmas Eve, not necessarily the day after that, Christmas Eve, we're going to have just a very simple family, church family Christmas party from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We did it last year, we got a laugh, and I hope everybody really enjoyed that. We're planning to do that again, and you can come along and part of that. So 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. The thing we need to remember is you need to buy £1, no more than £1, £1 present for yourself. So in other words, if you're an adult, a male adult, you're a male for a male adult. If you're a female child, you buy one for a female child. Right? So buy one for yourself, and then what we do is you write on it, adult, woman, or female child, whatever it is, and you put it to your bag, it's Santa coming, and we'll hand it out, alright? So please do remember to do that. Alpha, remember we talked about Alpha, Alpha will start in the new year, and I'm encouraged to have a think of that. People said that they were going to give to CAP, and so if you said that you would give to CAP, you actually need to set up a standing order to get that done, so that the guys know exactly how much is coming in. Thank you for doing that. And a couple of testimony from James. One was that one of the CAP clients came to Lawrence last week, and a good day. So really appreciate that. That's made a big impact. I'm sure you loved it. And the folks from IKEA have just donated 50 food hampers to our food bank. So we're going to be doing that today, and also again, obviously, next weekend, the high school Christmas. One last thing, so I'm going to see you guys in the snaps now, and make sure you guys can work out what's going on with this.
something about the children in the picture and him has become like a little child. So I would really encourage you to think about it and please speak to us soon if you can come on board with us.
And just to say, occasionally we have academic days as well, so we get to the point where we just sort of we're all of us. So we just got a DVD and it's actually fantastic. And yeah, you don't get that in big church, do you? maybe next week? No? Okay, that's good. Thank you. And thank you for supporting the rest of this last conversation. It's been absolutely great. Okay, we're going to finish our things together, so let's just go. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for this time to be with you, to be able to be part of the church family and space. We want to pray, Lord, that today you bless us, that you would fill us again with your Spirit. And we pray that you would take us from this place to be those who imitate Christ, those who willingly humble ourselves, those who willingly give ourselves in service to others. And so, Lord God, we ask for your blessing now. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and all of those in love, now and forever. Amen. So we are planning to have, if you didn't know then, the plan was to have to take it up here, which may be a good thing. We're going to have lunch across the office in Sweet Street. It's just a really good lunch, so we're going to do that as soon as we get across there. So we're actually just going to take it up and rather than hang about too much today. But we're so important, if you want to grab a sandwich and gum, then that's fine. And if you don't have anything, I'm sure there's some extra, which would be well to share.